there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And according to my calendar, it's telling me today is the last day of June. How did we get here? Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and of course, Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program within the Word of God, and we invite the presence of God during each and every devotion and song and everything that's said on this program. And we try to have a theme for each and every program, and today, friend, we're starting a new series entitled A Journey Through the Book of Psalms. So I hope you can join us right here as we take a journey through the book of Psalms starting today, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Keith Green and Holy, Holy, Holy. What a beautiful song. Well, today, friend, we are taking a look and a journey through the book of Psalms. And Psalm 34, verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I often find myself singing along in church as we worship God, and there's some great songs, including the one that says, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He is so good to me. and just a few Sundays ago, as we were singing that in church, I was thinking, would I sing these words if I were living alone? If I felt unloved, maybe had no money, if I had nothing to eat, would I still sing that God is so good? Friend, I hope so. I mean, I'm confident that the Lord, in whom I feel I have placed all my trust, would give me the same grace He's given to millions who have nothing but Him. Those who are imprisoned for their faith, undernourished or painfully ill, they can rejoice in the Lord and declare His goodness. Yes, God is good, friend. No matter what our circumstances, He is still good. It's a lesson we must learn sooner or later. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in deep despair.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I hope and pray that you are enjoying this last day of June 2013. Time has gone by way too quickly. Amen. Friend, today we're taking a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm 77, verse 1, it says, I cried out to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. Walter Chizek, a Christian in the former Soviet Union, was imprisoned and tortured for his faith in Christ. Now, he was forced to make a soul-rending choice, cooperation or execution. Cooperate with liars and murderers? Never, but an agonizing death? How can he endure that? On the verge of losing his faith in God, Walter began to pray desperately. Eventually, he was able to abandon himself completely to the will of the Father. He writes that God's will was not out there, but in the situation in which I found myself in. What he wanted was for me to accept these situations from his hands, to let go of the reins and place myself entirely at his disposal. Empowered by grace, Walter was able to do just that. Friend, have you ever felt abandoned by God? Have you ever felt like the psalmist who cried out in despair? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut his tender mercies? Psalm 77, verse 9. The psalmist's distress was alleviated when he remembered and meditated on the wonderful works of the Lord, and then he realized that he is totally in control. As we let go of the reins, friend, and place ourselves entirely at God's disposal, our feelings of abandonment by him will fade away. I cried out to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, friend. I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. My name is Joey Kroll, and yeah, the weekend over here by the Kroll family, the Kroll residents, have actually been pretty productive. Yesterday, we kind of worked around the house. Yesterday, we kind of picked some stuff up, kind of did some hard labor stuff, you know, the stuff that my wife and I don't like to do. So we did that yesterday, and so a pretty productive weekend here thus far, and I pray it's the same for you and your family. Today we are focusing on a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm 46, verse 4, it says, "There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God." In the fall of 2001, a thunderstorm blew across Lake Michigan for 36 hours straight. Sustained winds of 60 miles per hour with gusts much stronger whipped up the highest waves in 15 years. One after another, some as high as 18 feet high, crashed over the breakwaters and pounded the shore with great fury. The writer of Psalm 46 must have experienced a sustained spiritual and emotional crisis like the pounding of a giant storm. For he wrote of troubled waters and roaring seas. He also mentioned the quaking of the mountains in verses 2 and 3 in Psalm 46. Friend, that may describe how life is in the world you are in right now. If so, continue to read on in verse 4, which tells of a quiet river that delights and refreshes the people of God. It's cool. Peaceful waters flow continually as a never-ending source of joy and blessing. Let the Lord quiet the storms in your life, for he says, "Be still and know that I am God."
Jesus is Lord. You're listening to Sunday Worship. From Michael W. Smith and Above All, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me today. You can find out more about this radio ministry at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find our contact information and a way for you to get involved as a prayer supporter and a financial supporter of this radio ministry as well, since we are listener supported. Great News Radio. Again, the website is greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.